I'm reading the Fritzko Snard. On a very dreb and moray night, when all the flibes were all aflight, in fear of the coming of a rigorol affair, of a groister and melangulous mare, even the favest rates and snorls did climmer and rimble inside their corals, the fails and shish among the flub did sningle and quangle at the rub. What is this cranksing foe they lard? Why, none other than the Fritzko Snard, a very toffly and slibless vrimrol who likes to pless with a fluming kindrel. On a very dreb and moray night, when all the flibes were all aflight, a young and in a knave, breffel came, showing no gnome, no flaff, no malame. He zannled long through the shemer wood, going swightly and weak as he could, until the long-domed foe he found, laying there, sniling upon the ground. The breffel stad and lazed his sword, and nearly grembled the meevil lord, when the innave breffel came to flew brand, this long-domed foe he had come to wand, was flaped, climped upon the ground, a nong-haining groy in its wart could be found. It did not galumph, and it did not lard. The breffel was shrulo for this dear Fritzko Snard. And so he's annelled along back to his hussy, and fixed up the cleese with some pea-clothes and mussy, and never did the breffels lays again much lard to the flying brary and wold Fritzko Snard.